This is program number LW2726. Well, it was raining hard outside on that Sunday afternoon, and the little boy had to stay inside. Hi, this is Larry West. Dad was trying to take a nap, but little Johnny wanted to play. "Find something to play with," said Dad. "Like what?" asked Johnny. "Anything." "But, Daddy, there isn't anything to play with." "A box full of Tinker Toys, 52 toy cars, 13 new video games all lying around, but the kid doesn't have anything to play with." Well, anyway, Dad sat up on the couch and reached over and picked up the Sunday paper. Finding a large map of the world printed on one of the pages, he got the scissors and cut it out. Then he cut it into some large, some small, but all irregular shapes, you know, like a jigsaw puzzle. Then he said, "Johnny, see if you can put that together, and don't disturb me until you're finished." Well, half smiling, he lay back down on the couch, saying to himself, "Now that'll keep him occupied for at least an hour." 10 minutes later, though, the little guy was tugging at his dad's shoulder. "I'm through, Dad." "You're kidding." "Nope," the boy insisted. Again, Dad got up and went to investigate. And he couldn't believe what he saw. Every piece of the map of the world had been fitted together perfectly. "How did you do that so fast?" his dad asked. "It was easy," the kid said. "There was a picture of a man on the other side, and when I got him together right, the world fell into place." Isn't that the key? If you can just get the man right, the world will fall into place. Writing in the Nation's Business magazine about the FBI's data on violent crime, James Kilpatrick says, "Merchants across the land are plagued by shoplifters." On another report, the figure has reached the $24 billion a year mark. Anyway, Kilpatrick goes on. "Employers report heavy losses in thefts of tools and supplies by their own employees at the highest levels of the business community. Tales of bribery abound. Within the medical profession, the number of fraudulent Medicaid claims increases. We have no way of estimating white-collar crime. Tax evasion extends from the waiter who lies about his tips to the business executive who lies about his deductible expenses. Members of Congress falsify their records on reimbursable trips. Such cheating is a way of life." Kilpatrick says, "Now, our people were not always this way. Most of us can remember the time when houses were seldom locked and bicycles were not casually stolen, and the rare bank robbery was a national news event. There was a time when property was respected, even in the depths of the Depression, when millions were desperately poor. Stealing was not pervasive." Then Kilpatrick asks, "What has gone wrong? Why have our people turned from the simple commandment, 'Thou shalt not steal'?" I'll tell you why. Over the last couple of decades or so, there has been a deliberate undermining of fundamental morality in this society of ours. There has been a strategic and deliberate effort to take away God consciousness from the minds of our citizens. And as a result, our world is falling apart. Rape, robbery, assault, burglary, murder, suicide, extortion, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, you name it. It's all up. Our world is falling apart. And the only way we can put the world back together is to get the man together right. And the only way you can get the man together right is to put God back where he belongs. And that's in control of everything we do. The 33rd Congress in 1853 said it right. The United States is dependent upon Almighty God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible statement will always ring true. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's called "For God So Loved You." It consists of 8 lessons you can study in the privacy of your own home. It's a new course, "For God So Loved You." It's attractive. It's very colorful. It's interesting. It's free. Write me for it. In care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's 2 words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.